It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Kristen. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Sam, and I have a hypothetical question that I'd like to ask you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I can help you.
Okay, cool. It's just a hypothetical question. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay. Well, let's say somebody was dropping off some clothes at one of your donation bins, and they dropped their favorite hat in there.
Well, what we do in that case, it's our policy that if you accidentally gave something away, then you can call the store to see if they have the item.
Okay, that's not actually my situation, but I had another hypothetical question to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's say that that person, still hypothetical, went inside the donation bin to get the hat back, and he got stuck. What would happen then?
I definitely would not advise doing that because that is very dangerous to do something like that. So definitely do not do that.
Okay, well, hypothetically, if they did that and they were calling somebody at one of your stores from inside the donation bin, what would the next step be, hypothetically?
You are not stuck in a donation bin. Please tell me you're not stuck in a donation bin, are you?
No, I was just asking a hypothetical question.
Okay, if you're stuck in a donation bin, then you need to tell me exactly where you are right now because I have to call the police.
No, please don't do that.
Are you in a donation bin?
Like I said, just asking a few hypothetical
questions. No, I really... No, can I just be serious? Because I really need to know that. I have to call the police.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't do that, because, again, these are all hypothetical...
Can you just please... don't play around with this, because I don't know why you're even asking that question if you're not in a donation bin.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because, let's say this imaginary person that was stuck in the bin also found a jacket that they really like. Can he then hypothetically take that jacket, too?
No! You can't go into donation bins and just take clothes. Why would you ask me that?
Well, what if hypothetically I went in there to get my hat, but then I found this other jacket that is really nice? It's nicer than the jacket that I currently...
You can't take things out of bins.
But it's nicer than the
jacket. They are just for depositing clothes. You can't go into a bin, and I have to call the police.
Okay, but
in a bin.
No, please don't call the police. But if this jacket is nicer than the one that I already have, hypothetically, I'm just kind of trading it, right? Because I would be leaving behind another hypothetical jacket. You know what I mean?
There's so many hypotheticals, and I don't even think you're using that word correctly half the time.
Hypothetically, I think I am, but let's not get into grammar.
Really, I'm going to hang up. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
I want to know if, again, hypothetical question, if somebody crawled into one of your bins to get their hat back and they found a jacket.
I already told you that you can call the store and see if somebody has it.
And I think that's where you got confused.
I'm not confused.
Well, yes, because you're focusing on the hat. The question was about the jacket. If I found a jacket that I like better than the one that I'm currently...
I already told you no, you can't take clothes.
But what if you like...
You cannot just take clothes.
But what if this jacket makes my shoulders look manlier? Again, it's got shoulder pads in it, and I think it's a really good look.
Okay, so you didn't say hypothetical there, so then you're actually wearing the jacket now. So basically, you're admitting that you're stealing it. That's
no, I'm asking. Well, no.
No,
okay.
You didn't say hypothetical, so you obviously are sitting with a jacket that you stole.
Yes, I'm sitting Indian style inside of one of your donation bins, looking at this jacket.
Where are you? You know what? At this point, I think you're just f***ing with me. Is that it? I mean, do you just have nothing better to do with your day? Do you have to just call? That's really great.
Hypothetically, yes, I am messing with you. Hypothetically.
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
Okay, well, don't do that. Let me tell you first that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker Steven set you up.
Are you kidding me, Steven?
Yes, Steven. It's
Steven!
Steven!
Oh my God. Why?
He just said things were boring at work. So I...
He's such a jackass!
He is. He really is, isn't he?
I'm going to kill him.
Okay, are you going to hypothetically kill him or really kill him? We need to know that for sure.
I'm really going to kill him.
Oh, okay.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.